all Senegalese, whatever their position and whatever candidate, are happy. We are happy because it's a sunny day, nice day, wonderful day, voting day, and peaceful day. And we all Senegalese, whatever be our position and our candidate, we are very proud of what we are doing in this country because we are able to organize a peaceful election and we organize effectively a peaceful election. That's why we are very happy and we are very proud. We all Senegalese and whatever be our position.
Some people express concern that the tolerance of Senegalese will be depicted when the final results come in. Are you sure that people are going to respect the results and still maintain a peaceful nature?
In terms, if we consider what arrived this day, a peaceful day, peaceful election, we think that all Senegalese will accept. Even some candidates will protest. The Senegalese people, the Senegalese citizens who made the vote, who went voting, these Senegalese guys, these Senegalese people will accept what will arrive. And we don't care of what will arrive tomorrow or today. It was peaceful and maybe, and we expect, and we hope that things will stay peaceful.
Some analysts I was speaking to in Senegal are telling me that with just the provisional results that have been released so far, it looks like President Ward will not be able to win this first round of election. Is that what you see?
I don't think anything. I just know one thing. The Senegalese people, the Senegalese citizens are very free and we organize fair election, fair and transparent election. And what will arrive in these next days, I don't know. But I expect to win. And it depends on the vote of Senegalese people. It was a free vote. It was a transparent vote. It was a fair vote. And we are in a democracy. And in a democracy, I repeat it, in a democracy, we do not wait a candidate. We do not wait people. We just count. We just count. We just count. And at the end of the day, if we count, the guy, the candidate who will arrive with a maximum of votes will win. Maybe it will be Ablaye Wade. Maybe it will be another guy, another candidate. But what is sure, all Senegalese people will accept what will arrive because the election was in a fair election, transparent election, and never in the life of our country. Never we have so much and so many observers, so many journalists, and those observers who came from United States, who came from European Union, who came from African Union, those observers will say what they have observed. Those journalists coming from all countries, all over the world, those journalists will say what they have seen, if it is fair and if it is transparent. And those guys who are here in Senegal and who are ready to protest and to make a demonstration, if they know that all the world is observing them, looking them, they will accept what will arrive. If they win, no matter. If they are defeated, no matter. It will be the Senegalese expression, the expression of Senegalese people, of Senegalese citizens, and you will accept what will arrive.
Earlier on, you promised, President Ward said he was going to win the election first round, but provisional results so far really show that this election will go to the second round. Do you think he can withstand the second round? Because I hear the opposition are going to come together to challenge him.
We will accept what will arrive. We expected to win on the first round. It was our hope. But we are not. Those who decide. The Senegalese people will decide. If the Senegalese people decide that President Ward will win at the first round, President Ward will win at the first round. And if the Senegalese people decide that we will have a second round, we will have a second round. But now, the first results are just the first results of maybe 15,000 votes in 5 million votes. There is no result. That's the result of some bureau, some voting center. There is no unification. We will wait. But we will accept and we will respect the decision of Senegalese people.